So what other things during the, you know, the course of the year do the Thompsons do? What about summer
summers,
vacations?
We have great, great summers. Every year we go to Osoyoos. That's our place. We have a spot up there with my parents, fifth wheel on a lot, in a Strata unit up there. And it's awesome. Every year since the kids were little, we go, we swim, we mini golf, we tons of ice cream. We've got a Sea-Doo, so we fly around the lake on the tubes, and oh, it's so much fun. Yeah, that's our place where we enjoy going every summer. We've had some great vacations as well. We've done Disneyland twice, which the kids just love. It's fun to see them when they're little at Disneyland, all the excitement and the magic, but it's just as much fun for Scott and I to hail the rides as well. So we had to go back when they were bigger so we could do all the roller coasters. So we've done that. Just this summer, we went to Hawaii as a family. That was great. Kids loved it. The water is so beautiful and warm, and just body surfing all day long. Got some nasty sunburns, but we learned. We learned from that. Drank some Mai Tais and just went to a luau. Had just an awesome, awesome time. Scott and I together have done some great stuff too. We've done trips to, while we had our honeymoon, we went back on another cruise for our honeymoon. Because we met on a cruise, of course, we had to go back on another one for the honeymoon. So that was nice. But we've had trips to New York with Karen and Warren. We've had trips to NASCAR a couple times, went to North Carolina. Supposed to have gone with a certain Mr. Rob Heppel, who decided to not go at the last minute, which was unfortunate. So it ended up being just the two of us. Had a great time touring all the facilities and all the neat stuff there in Charlotte. But we did end up going with said Mr. Heppel to Phoenix, and a group of other friends had just a wonderful time in Phoenix watching NASCAR as well. So that's the grand plan for Scott and I after retirement. We're going to follow the NASCAR circuit around. We get the big RV and go and camp and do the NASCAR circuit. So, yes, we have lots of nice times in our vacations.
Maybe Junior will have a few more wins under his belt by then.
Maybe Junior will win by then. You never know.
That's right. What about, you know, back home here, you know, with Scott's side of the family? So do you do much with Betty Norm?
Yes, yeah. What we do with them is we do a lot of Sunday dinners with Betty and Norm. They're wonderful people. Love them. Love them as just as if they were my own parents, and they're great. They've helped us tremendously throughout the years with daycare. They were our daycare, and we were so fortunate to have them, that be so accessible in the kids' lives to be able to help us out like that. But with them, we do lots of Sunday-type dinners, you know, with his brother Steve and his partner Colleen, and to keep us laughing the whole time. Colleen's laugh is just a riot. Colleen starts laughing and everybody laughs. So, yeah, they're just lovely people, and love them. Yeah, Betty and Norm can't say enough about the Thompson side of the family. Great people.
And what about work? You had mentioned earlier that you started in the dental industry 20 years ago, or more than 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But obviously you're working somewhere else. So what about that group of people and what it's like?
I've been in Victoria with Bill Stankoven for 17 years. And he is just salt of the earth. He's the kind of person that is just so wonderful to work for, even though the job is so high stress. You know, it's one of those things that would be very hard to leave, because he's just so wonderful to work for. He's so caring and treats everybody as a family, and the family that's there, all the girls that are there that I work with are just great people. I have so many laughs. You know, every day, that's the thing about that office, is that every single day we laugh. There's always funny stories. We have all our little insider jokes and whatnot. We just laugh and laugh every day. So, great group of people to work with. But the one thing I would say in my life, not a regret. It's not a regret at all, because I don't regret meeting these people and working with these people, but I would not want that much stress in my life. Again, stress, very high stress, high-paced job, and stress takes takes a toll on you physically and mentally, and that would be the one thing that I would say, looking back, if I could change, would be the stress level in my life. And without wanting to leave Bill, without wanting to leave those, you know, the girls I work with in that office, you know, that's sort of the one you catch 22 about that place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mayfair Dental Center. Gotta love it.
What about your thoughts on faith and,
mm-hmm.
and,
I grew up, I thank my dad tremendously for instilling that into me. Mom and Dad would take me to Sunday school when I was little, and then Dad carried on when we moved to Maple Ridge, carried on at the church, Burnett Memorial, and, always went to Sunday school, and then, you know, as getting older, joined the youth groups and whatnot, being involved in that, really taught me right from wrong, taught me just God loves me and that I'm always protected and I'm never alone. And, you know, I've witnessed miracles. You know, God has saved my life in the past, and I know He's watching over me now. There was a time when I was up at Whistler, and I was driving from Whistler to Pemberton, and the roads were slick, you know, hairpin turn, and I hit a patch of ice, and it was rock, sheer cliff on one side, rock face, and then a sheer drop off on the other side. And I spun in this corner, and I sort of bounced off the wall on the one side, and I spun around, and I was going to go over that, the edge. And something stopped my car. There was something stopped my car, and I know it was just the miracle of God. I wasn't done living at that point. And I know it was Him, and He just saved my life. And, you know, sort of from that point on, really, really sealed the deal for me. And at this point in my journey, shall we say, with this sickness, I know He's carrying me, and I know that that is what's getting me through this. I know God is watching over me, and I know I'm not afraid because I know where I'm going. And all I can do is, you know, keep praying and move on every day for as much time as I can here to accomplish everything He still wants me to do here, which who knows what that is, yeah. But I'm hoping He's got more for me to do here. Yeah, and then I'll be here for quite some time. But, I trust, and I have great faith, and as does Scott now, and I'm hoping my girls do as well. They say they do, and I'm assuming and hoping that they do. But, we'll see what God has in store for them as well.
Well, you're, you know, showing them a great example.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's one thing to instill upon them, you're succeeding there.
Mm-hmm.
What about, you were talking about faith and that. Thoughts on heaven? Have you thought of
what it's going to be like?
Yeah.
I haven't. All I know is I'm going to be a mess. I'm going to be a blubbering, crying mess. Every time I think about it, every time I, you know, I don't know what the term would be, the spirit moves me, or, you know, I get into a song or there's a phrase I read or something that I see even in nature, I just instantly I'll tear up, and because I know that's God. Nature is very much God to me. I'll see something, you know, beautiful tree or sunset, and you know, I'll read a passage and I'll start to cry, or I'll hear a song and start to cry. And so I know that that's how I'll be. I know I won't even be able to formulate a sentence. But I know that, you know, past family and friends will be there. And I know just in the blink of an eye, my current family and friends will be there. It'll seem like just a millisecond to me, I'm sure. no matter how many years go by on Earth here.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't. I'll just have to wait and see. Nobody knows.
No.
Nobody knows.
And, you know, from, and you've alluded to some things already, but, you know, from, you know, life up to this point,
mm-hmm.
What else would you like to, you know, just share with people your, you know, of what you've witnessed and seen and what could you instill? You said, you know, try not to be as stressed.
Mm-hmm.
What else would you just like to, you know, kind of any sage advice that you'd...
Sage advice, yeah. Say I love you more. Say I love you multiple times a day to everybody. That was always a hard thing for me in my life to be open to. I'm very, I guess you could say, private, which is what I see a lot in Brooke, and so I'm going to try to bring that out of her. But you know, just to try to be more open, especially with the people that you love. Don't be shy. Don't be scared of rejection. Don't be scared of it not being reciprocated, because you'd be surprised when you put it out there, you know, what comes back to you. So that would be some advice, as well as, you know, manage your stress, because it's not worth it in the end to be too stressed out. I just like to say, you know, love with all your heart, and laughing every day. Laughter is the best medicine. And just, the cup is always, always half full. If I had to say one phrase in my life, you know, life is beautiful, and the cup is always half full. It can never be half empty, because that's just not a way to live. No, it's always half full.